Hello, this is Melissa, and it is the 8th of August, 2024. I took a couple of days off this week because my Aunt Betty turned 95 yesterday. And as just a really nice surprise, I had a cousin who was en route from Cincinnati to Miami and detoured herself to come down here and be with us last evening at my brother's house. And we all brought some food over. I made a blueberry lemon cake. And my Miami cousin loves the parties, so she got balloons. It was fun. And Betty told us lots of fun stories. We had a really great time. We kept her out really late last night. She was feeling pretty good yesterday, and we had fun. My aunts have been a part of real history. In March of last year, I did episode 9 with my Aunt Betty, and it was entitled Betty and the Value of One U.S. Dollar. And in September last year, I did episode 34 with my Aunt Mary, who is down in South Texas, and sadly, that's about an 8.5 hour drive. And that episode was entitled Mary, Teacher, Pilot, Sculptor, Adventurer. And I will link to both of those if anyone is interested in hearing this. My Aunt Mary did not have a good year this year. She had a really bad fall. She missed the curb on a sidewalk when she was out and about. And it took a lot of skin off to the point where they really felt she needed skin grafts on an extensive part of her body, and she did not want to do that. So she had to go 3 times a week to have bandages changed and have the wounds dealt with so that she could avoid that. And I think that routine was about 3 months of that. She's doing better, but she's not doing great. And sadly, well, those of you who remember that episode will know that she was up here in North Texas visiting us, but also in part having a good visit with her very best friend who is in this town in a long-term nursing facility. And that best friend and she they traveled all over the world together. They had lots of adventures, and she mentioned that on the Real History. And sadly, her friend passed away about 3 weeks ago at the age of 98. So I know Mary was grateful to have made the trip last year and was able to see her friend. So because of the couple of days that I took off, you know, I'm way behind on everything, and I canceled Neil. I bumped him. He was very understanding about it, but I just felt like this was one of those things that I wanted to do and not feel splintered on and really take a couple of days. So Neil and I are going to have a talk up on the 22nd of this month. That's week after next, and then we'll be talking again. That will go up September 12th. And next week, I'll be doing Real History with JP and Julie from Book of Hours, and I mentioned them in the episode that I posted last week, Leela's Ocean. So I'm happy to be talking with them. It's been a year since we spoke, and I asked what they'd like to talk about. I said I had Peter Thiel on my mind and a few other things, and we may touch on that a little bit, but they wanted to discuss the erosion of consciousness, and I think it will be interesting. And also, because of my little holiday, I did not have time to do the video for book club, which we did on Saturday on the Telegram channel, and I would have had that up by now. So I'll be working on the video as I can and hopefully have it up in the next couple of days. I also wanted to mention in regards to book clubs that there is the book club, that there is a listener who is doing the author series, and they've done, I can't remember now, 4 or 5 episodes devoted to excerpts where Alan is discussing Carol Quigley. There may be some Anglo-American establishment in there, but there'll be a lot of tragedy and hope. And because that video, those videos are already done, I will try to post one of those maybe even tomorrow on Friday so that you can see the first of those. So I am behind on everything and sorry about that. And I'll probably post a fairly short redux on Sunday so that I can kind of try to catch up on everything. But we're not short of anything to listen to and watch now, are we? So I will see you next week back with JP and Julie, Book of Hours, and I hope everybody is doing well. Thank you.
A long time ago, 1,000,000 years B.C., the best things in life were absolutely free. But no one appreciated the sky that was always blue, and no one congratulated a moon that was always new. So it was planned that they would vanish now and then, and you must pay before you get them back again. That's what storms were made for, and you shouldn't be afraid, for every time it rains, it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune fallen all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. You must have showers, so when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you. And